This morning on WCHL, we have our own traffic problem today. A fallen tree has a major portion of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard shut down in both directions after taking out power lines last night. The UNC system responds with acceptance to the passage of North Carolina's budget for this fiscal year, but K-12 supporters aren't as happy. Just after two cases of rabies took the total to 17 in Orange County this year, another one comes right on its heels.
The residents killed the fox because the fox had latched on to the dog in their yard and would not release the dog.
And UNC doctors may have connected treatment to 1 in 10 cancer patients.
In some tissues, there's more than one type of cell that can give rise to cancers.
Those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Week 5 of the grid, Texas to East Chapel Hill High School with its third different head coach in as many seasons. And
NCAA socialism will turn out to work better than the autonomy that passed this week.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
Warming up now, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 8:05. Partly sunny today. Actually, a nice day today. High today about 85, but that is just a preliminary to what we face this weekend. Close to a 100% chance of rain on Saturday night, and Sunday. So it will be wet. Probably showers, perhaps thunderstorm activity. Our high temperatures both Saturday and Sunday only in the 70s. Chapel Hill police responded last night to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at about 10 o'clock when a tree fell down, taking down some power lines across one of Chapel Hill's major thoroughfares. Officers promptly closed all lanes in both directions to vehicular traffic between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. Now, we have been told by the Chapel Hill Police Department watch commander that utility crews are estimating the reopening of the roadway to happen sometime before 9 o'clock this morning. We haven't gotten the word yet, but we'll let you know when we do. But right now, traffic shut down in both directions of MLK. Power was knocked out in the immediate area at the time that the lines came down. But as of 6 o'clock this morning, Duke Energy tells us there are no outages in that area. But again, traffic shut down both directions. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. If that's part of your regular morning routine, you can't go that way, take a detour, and that's going to cause some problems for some time yet, and we'll let you know when that situation changes. Now, in addition to the two cases released yesterday of rabies, Orange County Animal Services has received another positive rabies test result for this year, bringing up the total number of confirmed cases to 18. For Orange County. The director of Orange County Animal Services is Bob Morato. He told WCHL what happened in this latest case that happened last Tuesday.
It involved a fox that was impounded after being killed by some residents in the southern part of the county, Carborough. The residents killed the fox because the fox had latched on to the dog in their yard and would not release the dog. And so to free the dog from the fox, the folks used some implements to separate the fox and the dog, resulting in the death of the fox.
Now, I said last Tuesday. What I meant was only 3 days ago, just this Tuesday, Orange County Health Department contacted the dog's owners to check for risk of human exposure to rabies. Now, the dog involved in this case was currently vaccinated against rabies and will get a booster shot in accordance with North Carolina law.
I think what I would emphasize is not only the importance of pet vaccination and then if there is an exposure boostering, but I think we want to remind people how important it is to have their pets supervised at all time when they're outside in order to try and avert situations in which their pets may either pursue a wild animal or a wild animal may approach their pet.
Next Thursday from 3 until 5 of the afternoon, Orange County Animal Services will host another low-cost rabies vaccination clinic there at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. There's going to be a $10 cost for rabies vaccinations, and microchips will be available for $25. For more information, go to our website at chapelboro.com. UNC System President Tom Ross praised the North Carolina General Assembly for its attention to higher education with the signing of the 2014-15 budget signed into law yesterday by the governor. The reception was not as rosy in the pre-K through 12 level. President Ross released a statement shortly after the passage, reading in part, "There is a lot to appreciate in this budget, including the first new investment by the General Assembly for parts of our Strategic Directions Initiative and the support of the new Teacher Support Program. The new Teacher Support Program's goal is to cater to each young educator's individual needs in order to make sure they're on the path to success." Now, despite an average of 7% increase to teacher salaries in primary education, there's still some concerns among educators, rightly so. Longevity pay, the bonus once awarded to teachers who had more than 10 years of experience in the classroom, is no longer guaranteed. Instead, the new plan caps teacher salaries at $50,000 for those with more than 25 years experience in the classroom and rolls longevity pay into the base salaries. This has some long-term teachers estimating their raises at closer to 2 to 4%, while starting teachers will get a 7% boost, and those with half a decade of experience could see as much as an 18% increase. Representative Greg Meyer, who lives in Chapel Hill and represents Orange and Durham counties, told WCHL on Wednesday, after the announcement of Budget Director Art Pope's resignation, he's also concerned about future budget decisions because there's now an $800,000 to $1 billion deficit that'll have to be accounted for during the 2015-16 budget talks. 38 children on average have died from being left in hot cars in the past 14 years here in the United States. But none has shocked our nation more than the death of a 22-month-old down in Marietta, Georgia. Justin Ross Harris awaits trial for charges including first-degree murder, and he could face anywhere between 30 years in prison and the death penalty. Lisa Mayhew is child death investigator and trainer for the North Carolina Medical Examiner and State Child Fatality Prevention Team. She says all the attention this case has garnered presents prime opportunities to inform people of the dangers of leaving children in their vehicles on a hot day.
It's a similar situation to, like, the safe surrender law. Whenever we have an incident of an abandoned baby or an infant that comes in, then it stems a little bit more press towards that particular topic.
The topic was brought closer to home on Tuesday when news of a one-month-old's death came, and that happened in Statesville. The parents, Sherry Tisha Clay and Shaqui Daquan Robinson, both 29, were arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter and felony child abuse. The child died after being left in the car for 2 hours. A petition addressed to President Barack Obama was started on July 14th, titled "Prevent Child Heat Stroke Deaths in Vehicles." That petition is asking for increased funding for research and funding for new technologies. And there are some more signatures required on that right now. As of yesterday, anyway, about 9,300 people had signed it. The signature total needs to reach 100,000 by August 13th, 5 days from now, to be seen by the president. More details on our website at chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Fire Department has completed its training with the controlled burns of three old houses along 1551 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street, now making way for the new Southern Village Hotel. Public Information Officer for the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Lisa Edwards, tells us the burns were a big success and that everyone involved, most importantly, stayed safe.
The burns went very, very well. First and foremost, they were safe. We didn't have any injuries of firefighters or any personnel that were on scene.
Edwards says it's been 10 years since the department has had an opportunity like that, and that being able to obtain the permits to practice it on houses outside of their limited training areas offered invaluable training for the firefighters.
The biggest thing was it gave us that practical application of trying different firefighting techniques based on what they were dealing with as they entered the scene, whether they could assess smoke patterns, flame patterns. Sometimes we'd go in there and just knock it down just a little bit so it could come back up so they have another opportunity to fight it before they put it out. That was just invaluable.
Now, in addition to thanking the citizens of Chapel Hill for being patient about the fire and the smoke and the lane closures that occurred during those burns, Edwards also wanted to reach out and thank other local services in our community that cooperated in conjunction with the live burn training.
I wanted to thank Orange County Emergency Management and South Orange Rescue for having staff there each day to take our vital signs and make sure hydration was given, and to Brian Properties for making the homes available for us to burn.
Now, this is really interesting. The Chapel Hill Fire Department has uploaded a point-of-view cam video of one of the controlled burns, and you can watch it if you're interested by following a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. A new government report says North Carolina's consumers started coming back to the stores and noticed one of the country's highest jumps in spending in 2012 after the recession blues. Those figures come from a new report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis released yesterday, showing that North Carolina tied for the sixth highest rise in year-over-year consumer spending in 2012. Wells Fargo Securities senior economist Mark Vittner in Charlotte says the state's economy really gained momentum in the second half of 2013 and the early part of this year. He says consumer spending increases haven't forced businesses to increase hiring because people shop differently than they used to. He says shopping clubs and online retailers need fewer workers. And one other note this morning about our state government. Civil rights leaders and immigrant advocates say they're calling out the governor for negatively addressing the plight of an influx of children from Central America who are now in North Carolina. The state NAACP, Latino advocacy groups, and others scheduled a Friday news conference to respond to McCrory's comments this week, criticizing the federal government's management of children who have crossed the Mexican border without an adult. McCrory said earlier this week the state has received little information about roughly 1,200 children who were relocated with a sponsor in North Carolina. He says the state doesn't know where they live or whether their sponsors pass true background checks. Reverend William Barber says the governor is trying to play off the fears of state residents and stereotypes about immigrant activities. And again, the NAACP will have a press conference about that later on in the day. It's 8:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and your traffic report this morning is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. We have that major traffic problem this morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Traffic shut down in both directions between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. That is a nice little stretch right there, and a lot of people depend on it because MLK Boulevard is one of our major thoroughfares. Now, if you plan on heading in that direction, if you haven't already, take a detour, go around it somehow, and get where you're going in another way because you can't go there. Either direction, Martin Luther King Boulevard shut down because of a downed tree. They're trying to clear that. That, in turn, downed some power lines last night, starting at about 10 o'clock and caused some power outages. But according to Duke Energy, there are no power outages there now. So that problem has been taken care of. But the road still shut down there and blocked in both directions. So you allow yourself to go in another direction. It is expected to be cleaned out or back to normal by 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, we have the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, being only one of three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. If you haven't eaten there, you owe it to yourself to do it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 85. Partly sunny today. Actually, a fairly nice day. Tonight, we'll get a 50-50 chance of showers. Low tonight around 68. And then tomorrow, it gets interesting. Showers and thunder tomorrow. High tomorrow, middle 70s. Chance of rain near 100%. Also, 100% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the upper 60s. On Sunday, close to a 100% chance of rain as well, with a high only in the low 70s. So definitely cooler weather and a huge chance of rain all weekend long.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
8:17 at WCHL. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, in addition to fresh-brewed coffee. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, these soft drinks are guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. In other news this morning, recently published findings from a cancer study led by researchers at the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center could lead to new methods of diagnosing and treating 1 in 10 cancers. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the report.
What we see in this particular analysis now looking at 12 different cancer types is that the one subtype that we call the basal-like breast cancer is more like squamous cancers of the head and neck and lung and ovarian cancers than it is to the other breast cancers.
That's Dr. Kathleen Hoadley, a research assistant professor in genetics at UNC, giving just one example of how nearly 7 years of study for the Cancer Genome Atlas has caused researchers to rethink the diagnoses and treatments of some cancers. That knowledge could lead to some changes in drug treatments. Hoadley is the lead author of a research paper about the findings, published in the August 7th online journal, Cell. Since 2006, Research has identified cancer as many types and subtypes of diseases rather than just one. But up until now, disease types have been identified by the tissues where they originated, for example, the brain or the lungs, and so on. However, studies for the Cancer Genome Atlas have led scientists to conclude that cancers are more likely to be genetically similar based on the cell where the cancer originated, not the tissue.
In some cases, the type of cell is one in one with the type of tissue, but in other cases, in some tissues, there's more than one type of cell that can give rise to cancers.
Hoadley said that's important to know, especially if different cells in the same tissue produce tumors differently. She added that there are a couple of ways that scientists should move forward with this new knowledge about cancer cells.
So it's probably not going to necessarily change treatment, you know, in the next year or something, but we'll start to look at trials. We'll go back at clinical trials that we have data for and look to see if we had reclassified those samples based on this knowledge that we now have based on looking at the cell of origin and not necessarily the tissue. Would that have changed the outcomes?
The next step, she said, is to move beyond the 12 different tumor types that have been studied already and to study more than 20 different tumor types in the near future. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time for WCHL Championship Sports. We continue our weekly preseason high school football series with a check-in at East Chapel Hill High School. Wildcats struggled to a 3-8 finish last season, but now a new era begins with a new head coach, Mike Holderman, beginning his attempt to rebuild that program. We have that story on our website at chapelboro.com from Matt Oaks. You can also hear it later in the day here on WCHL. And, of course, high school football begins soon right here on WCHL on Friday nights. There's an exhibition game in the works for tonight and for the Carolina Panthers. They have a preseason opener tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Not sure if Cam Newton, the quarterback, will start. He's been practicing in all the team drills until yesterday. He was held out, and he had surgery on his left ankle back in March. He's been doing pretty well, but he had participated in all drills before being limited yesterday and the day before. Rivera, the coach, said he wanted to make sure they did it right. They want to make sure he's ready to roll and can protect himself. Derek Anderson will start if Newton doesn't play tonight. UNC men's soccer will host the Carolina Railhawks in an exhibition men's soccer match Monday night, 7 o'clock at Fetzer Field on the UNC campus. That match will serve as a fundraiser for the Kirk Urso Memorial Fund. Admission is free, but donations will be collected to support the former Tar Heel captain who passed away suddenly at the age of 22 of a form of heart disease known as ARVC back on August 5th, almost exactly 2 years ago. The Kirk Urso Memorial Fund provides a platform to develop and support youth heart health research and programming to honor the memory of Kirk Urso. A 2012 graduate of Carolina, Urso led the Heels to four consecutive NCAA Men's College Cup appearances and captained the 2011 club to the national championship. He was selected by the Columbus Crew in the first round of the 2012 supplemental draft. He was overall number 10. He appeared in six games with one assist, five starts. Urso was admired for his unwavering work ethic and steadfast character on and off the field. More details at our website, chapelboro.com. For a second straight season, North Carolina defender, men's soccer player Boyd Akwonu has been identified as a potential candidate for the Missouri Athletic Club's Herman Trophy, as announced on Wednesday. And UNC junior forward Summer Green, Carolina women's soccer player, is one of 35 NCAA Division I women's soccer players tagged as the leading players to watch this season. They could vie for the 2014 Mac Herman Trophy. Green is currently in Canada playing with Team USA as a member of the 2014 Under-20 World Cup squad. Green heads into her junior year at fourth-ranked Carolina, which begins its slate August 22nd versus Stanford here in Chapel Hill after being named third-team All-ACC as a sophomore in 2013. As a freshman in 2012 in Carolina's NCAA title team, Green was named the ACC All-Freshman Team, as well as the Soccer America All-Freshman Team and first-team Top Drawer Soccer Freshman Team of the season. For more on this story, you can also get it on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:23.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
NCAA socialism will turn out to work better than the autonomy that passed this week. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. So now the so-called power conferences, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, can make their own rules without bolting from the NCAA and totally destroying college athletics as we know it. But those rules will be under heavy debate among the Power Five before they are enacted in 2015. At least with the current rules, every school is on a more level playing field than they will even be among the Power Five conferences. For example, schools will be able to pay athletes a stipend beyond what an athletic scholarship means now, room, board, books, and tuition. That stipend will be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 per scholarship athlete. But the cost of living in Los Angeles for UCLA and Southern Cal is different from here with Duke and Carolina, and for more rural places like Manhattan, Kansas. No matter what dollar figure they land on for the stipend, the dollars will go further in one college town than another, and that could affect recruiting. At UNC, there are maybe 600 scholarship athletes. 600 times $5,000 per athlete is $3 million that Carolina doesn't have right now. We are looking for new revenue streams, not additional expense lines. So where will that stipend money come from? More fundraising or cutting some of the 28 varsity sports? Schools like Texas and Ohio State that already have the biggest athletic budgets will lobby for the max on all of these new rules, which include giving athletes more health and injury insurance and paying the expenses of the athletes' parents to travel to postseason games. No sweat for Texas and Ohio State, some sweat for most of the other schools. Where it all settles, the end result will be a much wider chasm between the haves and have-nots, even among the Power Five. Future schedules won't include opponents like Liberty, which is probably a good thing, because season ticket holders are entitled to see quality opponents every Saturday, and strength of schedule will be a factor in determining the four-team playoff participants. But while the current system has its flaws, fosters some cheating, and often pushes athletes out early to turn pro, at least it is equal across the board. What's coming will mean the rich may get richer, and the schools that can't keep up will not. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Temperatures rising, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 this morning in Carrboro. It's 827.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
More than the sum of our parts.
Go! Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
More than stamina, talent, and strength.
Cardinals bring the house, and down he goes.
We are a team.
He's at the 30. Bye-bye! Touchdown, Carolina!
And this is our year. This is Carolina football.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty. And you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect intimate and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL, and your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast brought to you this morning by Carolina Football. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of showers with a low around 68. Tomorrow we have a big change on the way, 100% chance of rain, maybe showers, perhaps thunderstorms, high tomorrow in the middle 70s, that's it. Tomorrow night, 100% chance of rain with a low 68, and then on Sunday, also 100% chance of rain with a high only in the low 70s. Carolina football kicks off the season August 30th at 6 p.m. You can have a great game day experience for less than half the normal price for the season opener. 4 tickets to the Liberty game, plus a lot of other stuff, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
All right, with terror group ISIL causing trouble in Iraq.
Rounding up families, conducting mass executions, and enslaving Yazidi women.
The president says the U.S. is airdropping aid. Food, water, and medicine were provided as those civilians are trapped by militants. Reporter Saud Mirani Skypes from Baghdad that members of that religious sect are trapped, and even if they did get free,
they are spread around the mountains, and it's not an easy terrain to scan. And also the lack of documentation. They don't have the proper documentation to get to the region or to travel to another country. No passport, no ID cards.
President Obama has also authorized airstrikes if U.S. personnel in Erbil become threatened. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The Pentagon considers Erbil crucial to the fight against ISIL. Congressional sources told us the administration vowed an aggressive military effort to protect it. Aerial surveillance of ISIL will be constant. Fighter jets are poised to strike.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, 8:32. I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill police responded to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at about 10 o'clock last night when a tree fell down, taking down some power lines with it across Chapel Hill's major thoroughfare, MLK Boulevard. Officers promptly closed all lanes in both directions to vehicular traffic between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. As of early this morning, the Chapel Hill Police Department watch commander was telling WCHL that utility crews still estimate the reopening of that roadway to happen by about 9 o'clock. Power was knocked out in the immediate area at the time the lines fell last night. As of 6 a.m. today, Duke Energy was reporting no outages in the area, so all the electricity should be back, but still a major problem as far as traffic is concerned, both directions, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill, still shut down to traffic in both directions there, causing a major problem. It should be corrected shortly. Everything should be opening back up as soon as they get through with that work there. Just got to make sure that everybody is safe. In addition to the two cases released yesterday, Orange County Animal Services has gotten another positive rabies test result, bringing up the number of confirmed rabies incident in the county for 2014 to 18. Bob Morado is director of Orange County Animal Services, and he tells us what happened on Tuesday.
It involved a fox that was impounded after being killed by some residents in the southern part of the county, Carrboro. The residents killed the fox because the fox had latched on to the dog in their yard and would not release the dog. And so to free the dog from the fox, the folks used some implements to separate the fox and the dog, resulting in the death of the fox.
Orange County Health Department contacted the dog's owners to check for risk of human exposure to rabies. The dog involved in the case was currently vaccinated against rabies and will receive a booster shot in accordance with rabies laws here in North Carolina.
I think what I would emphasize is not only the importance of pet vaccination and then if there is an exposure boostering, but I think we want to remind people how important it is to have their pets supervised at all time when they're outside in order to try and avert situations in which their pets may either pursue a wild animal or a wild animal may approach their pet.
They have another low-cost rabies vaccination clinic coming next Thursday from 3 until 5 in the afternoon at the Orange County Animal Services building. That is at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. It will cost only $10 for rabies vaccinations. Microchips also available for $25. If you'd like to find out more, call Orange County Animal Services, or you can find a link in the story on our website at chapelbrough.com. And we have the phone number there so you can get in touch. But it's becoming more and more of a problem with more and more confirmed rabies cases in Orange County. And now there is 18. That is the number for the confirmed cases so far this year. And we're here only in early August. 836 at WCHL. Coming up, we have today's commentary in the way from Fred Black. Also, you're going to hear from D.G. Martin this morning on WCHL.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combined for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at kennedydentalgroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Tradition never graduates.
Tar-Heels bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way can't be?
the Tar Heels score today.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. There's a new controversy rolling through our community, and it has all of the ingredients needed for a classic battle. People on both sides of the issue have very fixed opinions, and there's some that may not have any opinion. They just haven't revealed it yet, maybe. What's the issue that's rolled into our community? Why, it's the new recycling carts. So what's the problem? Some have said that they're big, ugly things that are hard to maneuver, and they're an ugly blue color. Of course, being who we are, some love their new big blue 95-gallon carts that have been used in other places for years. Those who need help can get it, and I like the idea that the cardboard and more plastic things can be collected in those carts. I believe that the county did its homework and got us a good deal, but I wanted to hear the opinion of someone who does the work. So I asked my very hard-working driver of the truck that services our neighborhood each Friday. He said, "Mr. Black, this is the greatest thing in the world. It's better for my back. We don't have to pick up things that people didn't put in their bins. It handles so much easier, and it makes the collection so much more efficient." That's enough for me. His opinion trumps all of those who don't like the carts. Stay tuned, however. Another issue will come rolling along any minute, unless, of course, we recycle an old one. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you very much. Freddie Kiger has a trivia quiz on WCHL at about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock, bright and early every day, right here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and coming up now, it is a word from D.G. Martin.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
While the rest of us are worried about the Ebola epidemic and the multiple health challenges in Africa, a Chapel Hill nurse is wondering to what danger area her next assignment will take her. Anna Freeman grew up in Chapel Hill and worked at UNC Hospitals as a pediatric cardiology nurse. But since 2008, she served with Doctors Without Borders, the International Medical Humanitarian Organization. In her first assignment, she managed nursing care at a hospital in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The hospital where she worked is near the Rwandan border in a region long plagued by heavy fighting. She told me that half of our patients were trauma victims from gunshot wounds or machetes. the wounded from different fighting factions would be in the same room. I remember thinking, how can we treat these people from different factions in the same place? But everyone was kind and respectful. There was a lot of chit-chat. Wives and family came, prepared meals, and the different groups just ate side by side. Earlier this summer, she came home from her latest assignment, which was also in Congo, where she led a Doctors Without Borders team into the Katanga region near Lake Tanganyika. She was working with local officials, and her group helped arrange for the treatment for 10,000 malaria cases and the hospitalization of 2,000 victims. Because it is critically important to diagnose and treat malaria early, the group members worked to make those services available throughout that region. In between the two assignments to the Congo, Freeman worked in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake, then in South Sudan on working on maternal and child health problems, and then in the Central African Republic, and then in Uganda with working with refugees from South Sudan, and again in Haiti to help respond to a cholera epidemic. She said, I like to travel going to places that are unknown. And I think there are very few things more interesting than that. To be able to do that and to work in the career that I love and be able to alleviate suffering by working with Doctors Without Borders, I can do all these things. Well, Freeman's parents spent their professional careers expanding opportunities for good health care. Her mother, Dr. Victoria Freeman, is Deputy Director of the North Carolina Rural Health Research and Policy Analysis Center, and her father, Charles Humble, who, according to one publication, dedicated his entire career to solving problems and improving the American healthcare industry. Sometime in the next few days, when the new assignment from Doctors Without Borders comes, Anna Freeman will head out to another part of the world. Again, following in her parents' footsteps, dedicating herself to solving problems and improving health care in a place where she is most needed. You can hear my Who's Talking conversation with Anna Freeman on chapelburr.com, and you can read more about her in Sunday's Chapel Hill Herald. This is D.G. Martin.
All right, DG, it is 8:46 at WCHL's Front Sets, and coming up, we're going to have an opportunity for you to win something. You probably know what I'm talking about here. And we're also going to take another look at your traffic and weather together on WCHL.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, a logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
847 at WCHL, and this traffic report brought to you by UNC Football. We still have that problem. Martin Luther King Boulevard still shut down, closed between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. That's a pretty good stretch there, and this is causing all kinds of problems for folks this morning because traffic is blocked in both directions. Can't go there. The reason for all of this is because there was a downed tree last night at about 10 o'clock. Chapel Hill Police responded right away and immediately shut down vehicular traffic in both directions there because there was a downed tree, which resulted in downed power lines and certainly a dangerous situation for everyone. For a while, there were some electrical power outages reported by Duke Energy. That is supposedly back to normal now. No Duke Energy outages reported this morning, but traffic still obstructed. They were expecting to have everything cleared by 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, that's still just a few minutes away, and they've been working on it, but they have to make sure that everybody is safe before they can do that. So if you're headed in that direction, one way or the other, if you're headed toward downtown Chapel Hill on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, or if you're headed out toward I-40 or Hillsborough in that direction, then you got problems both ways. You have to go take a detour of some kind to get where you're going and change your regular routine. So please just be careful out there. It is still a problem, and we haven't had any major issues resulting from that. No accidents that we know about, but folks have been trying to kind of go around their knee to get to their elbow. Let's put it that way. Carolina football kicks off the season on August 30th at 6 p.m. The countdown is on, 22 days until opening game for Carolina. You can have a game day experience for less than half normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack. 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for only $100. That is quite a deal, and you can go to our website, chapelboro.com, to get all the details there. When you get there to the website, click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. And terrific deal. 4 tickets to the game. That's a $200 value right there. And a $20 voucher for concessions and $10 you can spend on souvenirs. All valued at $230, all for $100. They're trying to fill up the stadium for opening game against Liberty. And hopefully it will be a great experience for everybody. 6 p.m. is game time, so part of that light, that game, will be played under the lights. Nothing like a night football game in Chapel Hill, that's for sure. Beautiful stadium, beautiful campus, and you're going to enjoy it. So get that deal. If you haven't been to a Carolina football game, this is your opportunity. And even if you have been, you know it's going to be fun. Carolina against Liberty, opening game of the season, August 30th. As far as I know, this is the only time this special offer is going to be available. Again, go to chapelboro.com to get all the details. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Partly sunny today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight cloudy with a 50-50 chance for showers. Low tonight in the upper 60s, about 68 degrees. Actually, pretty good weather today, and then tonight we'll get all those clouds. Tomorrow it really gets interesting. Showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow in the middle 70s. I don't know about you, but I like the sound of that. Chance of rain, though, is near 100% all day. Tomorrow night, 100% chance of rain as well, with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, our high in the low 70s with still close to a 100% chance of rain. Looking ahead a little bit, Sunday night, cloudy, 90% chance of rain with a low around 65. Then on Monday, to start a brand new week, it's going to be cloudy, but a 40% chance of rain. And our temperature's really nice in the middle 70s on Monday to start a brand new week. So the cooler weather and a big chance of rain this weekend. Whatever you're planning to do this weekend, keep an umbrella handy, jacket, hat, something. Listen, if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, call me now, 919-929-WCHL, and get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. If you know the word, if you can spell it, and if you can define it, call right now, 919-929-WCHL. The word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lonnie Graham is today's WCHL hometown hero. We have Allison Cullen, a Development and Marketing Director with the Orange County Rape Crisis Center on the line. Allison, I understand that Lori recently left. First of all, what does she do there at the Rape Crisis Center?
Lori had been with the center for a couple years. She actually started off as our crisis response coordinator, where she was making sure that folks who called our helpline were getting care from either herself or from our volunteers. And then later she moved into our programs director position, where she was managing our programs and also running our support group program.
I understand that Lori has decided to take another direction in her life. What's she going to be doing now?
We're sad Lori recently left us, but we're excited for her because she is going back to school. She'll be at the UNC School of Social Work getting her PhD.
Oh, that is fantastic. What is she like to work with on a regular basis? Tell me a little bit about her personality.
Anyone who meets Lori right away just immediately thinks about how kind and nice she is. And that's wonderful to work with. Obviously, she's a great person to have in the office. And then it's also really great for our clients. I mean, she's just so compassionate and supportive. And I think she's made a huge difference in the lives of the people who've come through our center and helping them on their healing journey.
Lori has worked so hard to build relationships and to really help people, as you mentioned. And I know that you hate to lose her, but at the same time, I understand she actually left with a heavy heart.
Yeah, I think she is sad to go. She really enjoyed her time here, but she is very excited to do something new. And we're very happy with where she's left the center. She's made a huge difference here. We actually started off with, she got here, only about 6 support groups a year, and by the time she left, we actually did 20 in the past year. So she's made a really excellent program and left us in a great place.
Well, I always like to say that the Orange County Rape Crisis Center is an organization that it's a shame it even has to exist, but you do wonderful work, and I know that Lori has been a big part of that for a long time.
Absolutely.
Allison, thanks for spending time with us to tell us about Lori. And Lori Graham is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Congratulations to Carla Schuford of Chapel Hill, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL, asterisk, A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K. It's a little star-like symbol. Kind of looks like a star. If you look up Carla Schuford in the dictionary, they'll have an asterisk beside her name because she's special. But asterisk is our word of the day. It means if it's next to something, it's a character, I guess you would call it, that's right next to something as a reference mark. And the most famous asterisk that I can think of, the one that I've always used to define the word, is when Roger Maris hit his 61 homers. He did it in a 162-game season, and so they put an asterisk beside his name in the record books because he accomplished what he accomplished in a 162-game season as opposed to Babe Ruth, who hit 60 home runs in a single season in 154 games. So that's how they did that. You know, there are a lot of agreements and disagreements over whether that should be done. And, you know, it's just the one that sticks in my mind that happened way back there in 1961, a long time ago. But that is the way you define it. If there's something special, if you need like a footnote or something like that, then that's how you denote that. That denotes that there's something special about whatever that mark is. Carla Schuford gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and we'll have another word for you bright and early on Monday on WCHL from the one and only Wayne Pond.
We ask several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. We ask their children, too. Here's what Francis George had to say.
Last year, my mom and dad were living in Michigan, and my father was in very poor health at the time, and we were all really worried about him. I was watching the attention that he was getting at the hospital, and they said, well, we've done all that we can. We have to discharge you, and here's a list of nursing homes that you can take him to in case mom can't handle him. And I said, that's it. I got them down to the Cedars, and the staff attended to all of his needs, and mom didn't have to worry about making meals or cleaning the house or getting transportation or driving around. She could just focus on dad and his recovery. And within a few short weeks, everything turned completely around. I think it was a miracle. Dad regained his health and his independence. I never dreamed I would see my parents so active and vibrant and engaged in life again. I'm really glad that I chose the Cedars.
Thanks, Francis. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Odds of hitting a hole-in-one are 12,000 to 1, but you can hit an ace every day by supporting Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. Join us and Honorary Chair Eric Montross for our 10th annual charity golf tourney on Monday, September 29th at Briar Creek Country Club. Help those journeying with cancer by registering today at cancersupport4u.org or call 919-401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carr Mill. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carr Mill Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carr Mill. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It is going to be partly sunny. Actually, a nice day today. High today about 85. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain. That goes for tomorrow night and Sunday as well. High tomorrow is 75. Low tomorrow night, 68. And then high on Sunday in the low 70s. Can you believe that? Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. Gotta go. See you on the radio. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Santapani. President Obama has authorized airstrikes to protect Americans and Iraqi Christians from marauding Sunni Muslim fighters. And late word has just come in that a first strike on ISIS insurgent artillery has been carried out. CBS's David Martin tells us U.S. cargo planes have delivered a lifeline to members of a religious sect on a remote mountaintop that's surrounded by ISIS fighters.
Three cargo planes escorted by two American fighter jets dropped 72 pallets of food and water. The drop itself only lasted 15 minutes and no shots were fired.
CBS's Holly Williams tells us ISIS fighters have seized control of Iraq's biggest dam.
There are fears that ISIS could use the dam as a weapon, inundating hundreds of square miles of land.
3 days of relative tranquility in Gaza have ended. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says Hamas was the first to fire and Israel had no choice but to respond.
By breaking the ceasefire, not have they shown their total disregard for Israeli civilian life, but also for the Palestinians in Gaza who they claim to represent, who wanted this ceasefire to succeed.
Hurricane Isel grew weaker overnight, but it's moving through the Hawaiian Islands at a more leisurely pace. WFOR-TV forecaster Craig Setzer tells us that means it's going to leave much more rain in its wake.
Anywhere from 1 to 2 feet is possible, and that means life-threatening flash floods and possibly widespread flash floods.
Some people's credit scores are going to go up. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
Say you once settled an unpaid bill with a collection agency. A record of that figures into your credit score. But as the Wall Street Journal reports, the Fair Isaac Corporation now says it will stop taking settled collections into account, and it will give less weight to unpaid medical bills that are with a collection agency. That means your FICO score may improve, making it easier for tens of millions of Americans to get loans they could not get otherwise. Frank?
Who's on the other end of the line when a teenager is driving and talking on the phone? CBS's Barry Bagnato has the answer.
It's surprising.